The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Joe Pardo from Clarksboro, New Jersey, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. Your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 389 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on today's show will be Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos as we welcome Fitz Kohler. We've been talking with Fitz Kohler on strength training and other things, and this is part two, so sit back and enjoy. Here we go.
All right, so I have something I want to tell you, and then I have sort of a question to follow up. So I've been doing Orange Theory.
Yes.
For about the past 2 months or so.
And has kept talking about it over and over and over.
I know, I love
over.
It. I love it. It's really, really good. Because one of my problems is that...
I'll go get that beer now. I'll be back.
I didn't know how to do a lot of the strength training things. I didn't feel comfortable doing it on my own. And it's nice to have a trainer. Even when I have somebody who's just showed me, I frequently do it wrong and they have to say, you know, your chest goes out, your shoulder blades go back, whatever. But anyway, the bottom line is I've shaved more than a minute off my running time since I've been doing strength training, which has been really, really cool. And I've lost weight. It's not as much weight as I had hoped, but I'm much stronger and I can tell that I'm much fitter. But the hard part for me is getting in the flexibility and the balance. So I wanted some suggestions. When I look at the hot body challenge, does that include flexibility type of things and balance as well?
Well, you know what? That's actually one of the areas where we're slightly lacking. So I do have some stretching videos that I include. Mm-hmm. But I actually, this is the funny part, is I really only have limited space within these graphics. I don't want to publish a book every day.
Right.
So I'm limited on space, but I encourage the hotties to stretch out. Although, like I said, I have the video resources. They're not plugged in every day, but the workouts are designed for balance. And so many of them, I have you up on one foot.
Okay.
And when I create a strength training plan for people, you know, I'm making sure that you're not working the same muscle more than every 48 hours. So your muscle has time to repair, rebuild. And I put you on one foot a lot, so you are balance training. And here's another little tip for runners is when you are strength training lower body, do single leg exercises whenever possible. And that's because when we run, we don't hop down the course like a bunny with 2 feet. Our legs work independently of each other. And so your left leg will need to be able to perform on a single leg basis. So when I do squats, they're single leg squats. When I do step up on a bench, I'm working one leg at a time. When I do hamstring curl on a Nautilus style machine, I'm doing one leg at a time. And so the balance training that I have included in the Hottie Body Challenge, there's a couple of pure balance exercises, but when we're doing our strength training, I have included work that will improve your balance.
Gotcha. Do you recommend yoga?
You know what? I recommend it. I don't do it. I stretch. I'm a really good stretcher. And the reason is because most injuries are a direct result of weakness or tightness. And so I've had many ugly injuries from not only running, but my history as a kickboxer. In fact, that's probably where I did earn most of my damage done. But yeah, so I do stretch a lot. And if yoga works for you, I think it's a wonderful choice. For me, it makes me feel claustrophobic, like I'm in a coffin. It makes me just feel so unproductive. I just, my mind doesn't calm down enough and there's no way to make it. So yoga is as close to waterboarding as it comes for fit scholars.
Wow. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you this, Fitz. Chris alluded to the two-hour commute, and I'm sure that there are others who have long commutes like I do. One of the things I try to do is I try to minimize the amount of sitting and maximize the amount of walking so that my legs are in decent shape. So I do a lot of stairs. I do a lot of walking. I actually walk about 2.5 miles a day on this commute. And one of the things that I thought about doing, and now that I have you on the show, I can ask you, is I've thought about taking maybe 2-pound dumbbells and walking with them as I walk along Storrow Drive from North Station, where the Celtics and the Bruins play, to Mass General Hospital, where I get another train. And I'm wondering, would there be any kind of benefit for me to do that?
So I am so grateful you have asked me this question. 2-pound dumbbells would be effective if you put them in a backpack. Or 2-pound dumbbells or 2 pounds of weight or 5-10 pounds of weight would be amazing if you wore it as a vest. However, walking or running with weights is a terrible idea because it's just yanking on your joints. It's bang, bang, bang on your elbows.
See, the gods
I can hear
the gods agree with you. Yes.
The gods do not
hear and I obey.
This is going to be the most interesting interview you've ever had with hell breaking loose in Florida. But yeah, when I see people walking or running with weights or have those ankle wraps, I it's like nails on the chalkboard. Please don't do that, people. And so if you are going to do endurance training, you know, you can do it with a weighted vest. I wouldn't go too heavy if you're going to do anything with impact. Running, walking would be fine. That's equivalent to backpacking. You know, backpackers have weight or, you know, soldiers have weight in their rucksack. But do not hold on to dumbbells. It's just terrible on your ankles, your knees, your elbows, your wrists. And it's really, you're not going to build muscle in your biceps by lifting 2 pounds weight. So it's not going to prove to be an effective strength training tool. And it's not really too much of a benefit unless you have a significant amount of weight on your back or around your chest. So
I was going to ask you about that because I do have a backpack and I have my laptop in my backpack. And so tell me, or tell our audience, what is the benefit of having weight on your backpack? How does your body benefit from that?
Well, it would make your walk more challenging. I'm trying to think. I mean, at some point it's great when you're going uphill. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're going uphill and you're really pushing off your glutes and your quads and using your calves, I think that's really beneficial. What I would recommend is not adding weight, which would, you know, maybe irritate your back. I would enhance your speed. Put on sneakers and try to walk faster. Okay. Try to walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walk to work, Mike. But
I do.
Walking to work with Mike.
No, I do.
Yeah. It's a new program. I just started it.
Yeah, I mean, you'd be better off just trying to go faster and bring a washcloth so you can clean up a little bit when you get to work. But strength training should make you grunt, you know. So just putting a little added stress on your back probably isn't going to be wildly beneficial to you on your way to work. Huffing and puffing, that's what you should be aiming for when you're walking to work. So increase your speed. And then when you are strength training, try and do it in a way that makes you grunt. And that's, you know, another little lesson there, folks, is on occasion I'll hand someone a dumbbell I think is appropriate for them. And they'll say, this is heavy. All right. Well, is it going to injure you? No. All right. Well, weights are supposed to be heavy. Strength training is supposed to be challenging. Just like your cardio workouts should make you huff and puff, your strength training workouts should make you grunt. Yeah. And in my case, I use cursing as my gauge. So the second I start to curse during a workout, I know I'm there. You know, if F-bombs start flying through my mind, I feel satisfied with my productivity. So huffing, puffing for cardio, grunting for strength training, wincing when you stretch. You know, you want to reach down to a place where you start squinting. And when you do balance training, you should wobble. You know, if you can stand on one foot with no problem, it's too easy. You need to up the game and stand on a Bosu or a balance disc. When it starts making you wobble and re-engage, that's
me. That's me on a Bosu.
Yeah. So Huff, huff, grunt, wince, wobble, and you're good.
So I have a strange question. I don't know if you can answer this one. It's just something that I've noticed that since I've been doing a lot more of the strength training, I've been sweating a lot more. Like it would take a lot longer for me to sweat, but now I sweat a lot faster. I don't know if that's I'm going faster. I can use higher weights. And I'm just when I get down to my base heart rate, it goes down a lot faster, but I'm also sweating a lot faster and a lot more. And it's just interesting to me. Is that something that has to do with fitness or increased fitness, or is it just me? I'm not like a sweaty person. I very rarely sweat. Now I'm really working hard and sweating a lot.
Well, it shows me that you are working hard enough that your body's cooling system, which is sweat, is kicking into high gear as it's supposed to. And the fact that your heart rate is coming down quickly tells me that you're becoming better at recovering. So mission accomplished, Michelle. It sounds like you are much fitter today than you were 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can see on a screen what our heart rates are. And you go, you know, from the orange level to the green level. And when I stop running really fast, it goes right down. I think I was saying to Mike, it took like 15 seconds to go down into the next zone. So it's been going down a lot faster. That's cool.
That's really a sign that you are becoming more fit and your body's acclimating to the challenge and recovery period.
So I have another question about organization of all of this. One of the things that helps me is to sit down. I sit down on Sundays and look at my week and I plan in, just like if my son has appointments or if I have meetings, I plan in times when I'm going to do classes or run or go bike riding. So if you were to design a perfect 7 days for somebody in terms of strength training, training for running, balance, and flexibility, how would you work it out? I'm assuming there'd be a day of rest maybe in there too. What would you suggest?
Well, I always recommend at least 4 to 6 days a week of fitness. So most days, our bodies were designed to move, and we sure do a heck of a lot of sitting. So forcing exercise, which is deliberate. So some people say, well, I clean my house. Well, good for you. I'm glad your house is clean. But that's not making your heart, your lungs, your back stronger, any of those things. Exercise is deliberate. It's you put on your swim goggles, your running shoes, your sports bra, something deliberate to get stronger in one or all of those capacities. 4 to 6 days a week, take your day of rest if you want, but I always encourage being active. And so that's a day where you wrestle with your kids more often or take your dog for a longer walk or go roller skating, something like that. 45 minutes, ideal. And this is pie in the sky. So I know you're busy. If you can only get in 20 minutes each day or so, great. 45 minutes to an hour is ideal. And some people say, well, an hour, that's crazy. Or 2 hours. Well, we have Olympians that are doing 8 hours a day of training, right? Michael Phelps, when he works out, it's 8 hours every single day, a combination of swimming and stretching and strength training and balance training. And so, you know, do what you can when you have it, 6 days a week, and then mix it up. I think cardio is a great choice to go first. That's what people really ask is, which should I do? Since we have a running audience that's really trying to push the limits, their own limits within running and racing, get that out of the way first. Because if you do my strength training for runners workout and then try to go for a 6 mile run, that run's going to be a lot harder. So do your cardio first and then finish it off with some strength training and cool down with some balance training followed by stretching. That's the ideal plan. And stretch at the end of your workouts because that's when your body's at its most pliable and you can actually make progress with your stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing with me. I'm always told that working your core is beneficial to running. Yet
Absolutely.
On the other end, I keep hearing when people talk about crunches that they're or sit-ups, they're bad for your back. Is there something, am I wrong in any of this? Is there something you can do to strengthen your core to help your running and not blow out your back?
So here's a couple of things, and we're going to start at the top. Would having a weak core in any way enhance your running?
Well, no, I want a stronger core. I'm just saying, I'm wondering about the injuries that could come from pushing for that core?
Number one, our core is engaged all the time. If we are upright without back support, our abs and our back work overtime. And that's why, you know, I think it's 80% of the American population, adult population, complains of back pain throughout the year. And that's not even runners. It's just regular people. Right. And that's because all day, every day, if you are upright, unsupported, your back's engaged. We also tend to work the muscles in front because we see them in the mirror. And so nobody says, oh, I've got this ab injury, but everyone complains of back pain. That's because nobody's working on their back. We work on abs all day. So yes, we want to do lots and lots of core training or abdominal training. That is in no way damaging to your back. However, what's damaging to your back is not strength training your back. And so you don't have to stop working the front. You just have to focus working the back. And so another key component of my presentations, especially when I do strength training for runners at a big marathon, I say, who has a back? You know, if you got a back, put your hand up. And all in our audience today, I can ask you, radio listeners, who has a back? And so if you, me, I have a back.
Baby got back.
That's right. We should be doing an exercise called bridges and supermans. And yes. Both really simple, stupid exercises you should be doing every other day for the rest of your life. And no, the answer is we do not stop doing abs, but we add in the low back work. And another resource I have, not only within the Hottie Body Fitness Challenge, but just on my fitness YouTube page, if you go in and search bridges, there's a beginner workout and an advanced workout, and one of my favorite responses from the general public and my runners is, wow, I'm pain free, my back doesn't hurt anymore, my hips and knees don't hurt anymore. So it's a great question, Chris. Just don't stop working your abs, start working your back, and your back will hurt a lot less.
I never think that anything is happening when I do the Superman. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. I don't know. It just seems really easy to me.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal.
My cape gets in my eyes. So.
Right. That's problematic. But here's the deal. All of these little things I've taught you, so my runner strength training workout and then the bridges and the Supermans, if you get injured as a runner, if you go to the doctor because your knee hurts, your hip hurts, your feet hurts, your back hurts, your doctor's likely to send you to physical therapy. And guess what they're going to have you do? They're going to have you do bridges, Supermans, and most of the moves in my strength training for runners workout. So what I always say is, folks, let's just skip the pain, skip the doctor, skip the PT, and start doing those things that will keep you out of injuries to begin with. You know, it works. This is, I'm not selling anything here. It's all free resources. But if you focus on being a well-rounded person, it'll take your running to new heights. And all the problem, IT band syndrome, piriformis syndrome, plantar fasciitis, your knee pain, if you didn't have a fall or some sort of traumatic incident, you probably don't have anything wrong with your knees. It's weak hips causing that pain. So we could just go on forever, and I wish we could, but
gods are calling.
I beg you to start focusing on being a really strong, well-balanced person. And man, you're going to be PRing every weekend. All of my runners, they're PRing every weekend, and they feel good. And of course, their weight is down, but they just feel strong because they are strong. So please start strength training, and use my free resources. They were designed just for you, and they will keep you on the course and out of recovery for sure.
You guys should give me this one because I got to write it all down, and so I can keep going to the site.
I'll send you a link. I'll put it up on the page.
I think Mike should tell everybody what it is at the end of the show.
I actually put it up on – I put the Hot Body Challenge on the Mickey Miles page. And okay. Fitz, I'll say this to you publicly, but if you send me just a little nudge every month, I'll make sure to put it up for our listeners
The
Mickey Miles page.
Oh, I'm good at harassment. You know this.
Yes.
Awesome.
In the nicest way.
One of the dividends of having an expert like you on the show, Fitz, is that there will be a question or there will be a discussion point in which you will bring up something that many of our listeners would not know. And one of the things that happened a few minutes ago was when I was talking to you about the weights, and you said, no, you don't want to do that because this is going to happen. So my last question for you today would, at least for me, is do you can you think of anything off the top of your head regarding something along the line of strength training myths that you know are either not true or detrimental to anyone's training that you would like to tell our audience?
Now you make me think.
No donuts while you're running?
The one I really struggle with the most is the folks that I have heard some very fabulous, amazing people saying, do not strength train. I mean, I just, it defies all rational thought, all proven research. So, you know, I've heard don't stretch is bad for running, which it just doesn't make sense. You know, I want you all to know that you are athletes. This is important to keep, you know, whether you're doing regular 5Ks or you're training for a marathon, you know, a marathon or a half marathon or 10K, it's not a Zumba class. This is not something you easily pop into. It's something you train for. And so if you were, in most scenarios, you would be on a team and you would have a coach. And let's say you were a 10K runner or a half marathoner for, oh, let's go with the University of Florida because it's my favorite. You would not only have a coach that helped you with your gait, your stride, your running skills, but you would have a strength and conditioning coach. You would have athletic trainers. So you are athletes, and you need to train your body as such. You need to do better. Galen Rupp, do you remember the LA Marathon? They had the Olympic trials, mm-hmm. and the winner was a young man who had never, ever, ever run a marathon before. And he destroyed everyone. I think Meb came in 2 minutes after Galen did.
Wow.
And his shtick was that he was serious about strength training. And I pulled up a video. It's awesome. If you look up Galen Rupp strength training, he's doing box jump. He's doing plyometrics on plyometric lunges. He's doing all sorts of core training. And, you know, I felt so great and so validated because for years I've been pounding, you know, the war thing about, come on, you got to put some time in the gym to make your body strong. And here's someone who's, you know, pursuing that, and he was wildly successful. I mean, having never run a marathon before, go and kick Meb's butt. Meb's a great, you know, and he's a young guy. I think our best marathoners are a little older, and strength is going to take you all great places. And when you have decided to hang up your running shoes and just be a 90-year-old person who wants to have fun, having a stronger body is going to be way better than having a weaker body. So, you know, oh, and then you know what? You're going to look good. Holy cow. Talk about having curves in the right places. Strength training does that for you. Yes, Michelle?
Yes.
Do you like your body better now that you're
strength training? I've gone down a size, so I want to go down one more. But yes, yes.
Are you poking your arms? Do they feel better, harder?
They're not flabby. Yeah, no, they're. It feels great. I can wrestle with anybody. Oh, I can take anybody. My yes. cantankerous students, especially, or co-hosts.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you offer so many wonderful things for free for people. I'm wondering if you do. I know that Jeff Galloway does one-on-one e-coaching. Do you offer the same type of thing?
I have done that. It's not something I promote a lot, but if someone wanted to call me and needed some private coaching, we could work that out. You know, most of my income comes from corporations. You know, I show up for a company and either I help up the game of their employees. You know, I take over their 100, 500, 1,000 employees and say, hey, let's make you fitter and stronger. And, you know, it costs the company less. Those employees become more productive, more profitable for the company. I've done that for Disney tons, and they appreciate that. And I've done that for many other Fortune 500 companies. I work as spokesperson. So I really actually like, for the most part, not taking money from consumers. I love being the girl who says, you know what, I'm not selling you pills because they're fake. They don't work. I'm not selling you this. I'm giving you good advice. Please trust that I have your best interest in heart. I have a core training DVD, which offers three fantastic workouts. Yay, core training.
I'm getting my core training.
Yeah, so if people want killer core training workouts, it's flip-flop abs. Come get it at fitsness.com. And then, you know, my Morning Mile program is my favorite. So, folks, if you like children and you would like to see the next generation much fitter than this generation, visit morningmile.com. My intention is to get every school in America up and running in the mornings before I kick the bucket, and that's really inexpensive and easy to do. What else? I'd love people to visit fitsness.com. Like I said, I'm just giving out free advice, and there's no shtick to it other than I care about you and would like you to live better and longer and leave some sort of legacy that involves helping people.
That's great. Thank you so much. We need to have you come on more often.
Anytime. I love chatting with you guys. We could even do it off air. We could just Skype and chit chat, hang out.
Sweet.
Well, I know who I'm going to be emailing about my why my Supermans don't seem to be hard enough.
Yeah, but I'll send you the bridges. And so okay. I would like to finish by saying, Mike, thank you so much for sharing that you're using my formula and it's working. That made my week.
And what's amazing about it, Fitz, and I didn't add it, it's like I don't have the time to exercise as much as I would like to, and I can't imagine how much further along I would be if I was able to exercise. So it's just amazing that the weight is coming off, and it's coming off very, how can I put this? It's coming off, and it's painlessly. Painlessly, at best. I think that's the best way of putting it. So thank you for writing that article wherever I saw it, and turning us on to that formula.
Well, I'm elated, and will you send me update pictures and keep me, you know, fairly regular updates on how you're doing? How much are you trying to lose?
I would like to lose another 40 to 50 pounds.
Let's do that.
Yes, we will. We will.
Let's do it.
Maybe
I got 10 to lose, so somebody help me out over here.
Come on, Chris.
And I got 20 more.
All right. Well, let's all do it together. If y'all need poking and harassment,
yeah,
enjoy it.
I already joined the Facebook site. I'm already joined the group. So
excellent. Yay.
Cool.
I got one more.
Her name is Fitz Kohler, and her business is Fitzness. And if you want to learn more about Fitz and everything she can help you with, including learning about the Morning Mile, you should go to fitsness.com. That's F-I-T-Z as in Zorro, N-E-S-S.com, where you will find out how to live better and live longer with Fitzness. And we thank you, Fitz, for coming on.
Thanks, team.
So for Fitz Kohler, for Chris Aliopoulos, and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road, in the parks, and also on fitsness.com.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.